It's time for your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull for Thursday, September 21st. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Scores of men and women in uniform filed into the Algona Community School gym yesterday morning for the funeral of 33-year-old Kevin Cram, the Algona police officer shot to death last week. Algona Police Chief Bo Miller made a public statement just before the service began.
Algona lost a great man. Kevin Cram was a son, a brother, a husband, and a father. Kevin Cram lived the life of being a hero, and he died one. Kevin loved his family, and he served the citizens of Algona with integrity, honor, and loyalty.
Miller also thanked the citizens of Algona, Kossuth County, the state of Iowa, and the nation for the overwhelming support his department has received. It was the first time Miller had spoken publicly since Cram was shot to death. The suspect in the shooting, 43-year-old Kyle Rickey of Algona, has been charged with first-degree murder and remains in the Brown County Jail in New Ulm, Minnesota. He was arrested in nearby Sleepy Eye, Minnesota, about 4 hours after the shooting the night of September 13th. During the funeral, Miller described Cram, a former officer with Nora Springs Police, as the perfect officer who cared so much for his family. Miller also encouraged family unity to officers attending the funeral.
There have been so many conversations that we have all had and have been happening around this country every day, talking about how right now is the worst time to be in law enforcement. I do not believe that to be true. Right now is the most important time in law enforcement in this country. Law enforcement must stand hand in hand and be stronger now more than ever.
The funeral ended with the final call for Cram from the dispatcher using his badge number. Quote, there is no answer from 5518. Algona Police Officer Kevin Cram went 42 for the last time on September 13, 2023. Officer Cram, your brothers and sisters in law enforcement will forever watch over your family. A private graveside service for Cram followed the public funeral. The Charles City School District is seeking voter approval of a $28.5 million bond referendum to revitalize Charles City High School. About 40 people attended a community meeting Tuesday night in the high school cafeteria to hear about plans for the school and how the money would be spent. About a third of the $28.5 million would go towards a new 800-seat performing arts auditorium, with the rest going to upgrades and facility improvements to a building that hasn't had any major work done to it since it was built 63 years ago. Zach Hansen with Envision Architecture says revitalizing the high school begins with the basics of health and security.
You know, there's a lot of asbestos in there. So really addressing that, making sure we're budgeting properly for abatement, getting all of that taken care of. The other piece of it was the sight lines, visual security and access, and the compartmentalization.
Hansen says the building's infamous circles also need to be updated for more productive, functional, and safe learning spaces.
Those wedges don't provide a lot. There's not visual access into the classrooms. There's not visual access out of them. So opening those up a little bit to allow teachers to not really know what's going on. And beyond that, widening them out a little bit. So that way, the two walls that they get really kind of becomes four walls, like a typical classroom. With the wedges, you get two curved walls. It doesn't work so well.
Ryan Ellsworth is with Estes Construction, the construction manager for the project. He says even if the bond referendum passes November 7th, revitalization would take over 2 years for completion.
So if this passes in November, then there would be about 6 months of design to get the design fully fleshed out. We would put the first bids out next summer and start with the auditorium in fall of 2024. And then we would sort of work clockwise around the building, and the final phase would finish in the summer of 2026.
The bond referendum will require a 60% majority yes vote to pass. Today is the last day candidates can file to run for city council and school board elections this fall. Both the Charles City and New Hampton City Councils will have three spots up for vote on November 7th. In Charles City, the council seats of Keith Starr, Phoebe Pittman, and Philip Knighton are up for election. All have filed nomination papers to seek re-election. In New Hampton, the seats of Councilman Corey McDonald, Jason Speltz, and Joe Denner will be on the ballot in November. Also up for election is the office of New Hampton Mayor, currently held by Bobby Schrickerath, who has indicated his intention to run again. The Charles City and New Hampton school boards will have two positions each on the November 7th ballot. In Charles City, the seats of Pat Rodinghouse and Janice Berglund will be up for vote. In New Hampton, the school board posts of Jay Matthews and Nate Schrickerath will be up for election. Nomination papers for the school board seats are to be turned in to the respective school board secretaries by 5 p.m. today, which is also the deadline for all filings. A New Hampton high school student is the new owner of a former New Hampton Police Department patrol car. Mayor Bobby Schrickerath says the winning bid was accepted at Monday night's city council meeting.
A bid of $4,276.21. And we did ask him during the meeting how he came up with that number. And he, Kelly Blue Booked kind of the value of the charger. And he said it was right around $4,200. And he always heard to throw $75 over that. It's kind of weird a bid. So we did a dollar over that at $76. And the 21 cents is his lucky number.
The 2014 Dodge Charger with 161,000 miles was sold in as-is condition with no guarantees or warranties. The minimum bid sought was $1,500. Speaking of bids, Schrickerath says he will seek re-election this November, hoping to continue work on major city projects.
You know, we always talked in the future we wanted a county-run ambulance service that was 24 hours in-house. You know, that happened a lot faster than I thought it would. I'm excited for that. And then our treatment plan, of course, I'd like to see that actually start to get started and moving forward. And just street projects. You know, we haven't done much for street projects. We're working on changing some budgets and things and getting that moving forward.
Again, candidates wishing to run in the November city and school board elections must file their nomination papers by 5 p.m. today. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.